Scotty, the leading scorer on the Florida Panthers, and I said you were the pride of Fort McMurray, Alberta. Are you actually the pride of Fort McMurray, or is there anybody more famous than you from there?
I'll take that title, but I think, if you go on a respect factor, Chris Phillips has been a longtime serving member as the pride of Fort Mac, so I'll keep that title. I'll keep that title on his back.
Okay, so you're second in terms of the pride of Fort McMurray.
I'd be second on the list. Yeah, you betcha.
Okay, so we know that you were in bed early last night because I made you go home early before the show ended. But what did you think of the Beyonce show last night?
I thought it was good. Not a huge fan of Beyonce, but was definitely a fan of the attendees and in the ACC Center, there's a lot of women decked up and wearing their high heels to the show. So. I think if anything, you take out that fact. It was pretty good atmosphere in there.
If there were no hotties there, you wouldn't have gone, because I certainly wouldn't have gone.
No, if there was a bunch of guys in there filling the seats to watch Beyonce in there, it's probably not my style.
If let's put it this way, and only the older guys will get this. If it was like a Frank Marino and Mahogany Rush concert, which is like a tow truck driver convention, you probably wouldn't have been there. Blair's actually in here. He's pulling it together right now. Blair actually liked Frank Marino and Mahogany Rush. So, Scotty, let's get serious here for a second. The Florida Panthers, you guys have won a bunch of games now in the last seven. You're going for your sixth win tonight against the Toronto Maple Leafs. So tell me what's happened. You've changed coaches. Deneen gone. Tell us what's happened since the beginning of the year. You guys had a rough time, but going for your sixth win in the last seven games, are you guys making the playoffs right now? No, but things are looking a lot better.
Yeah, we've really patched up a nice little stretch here lately. We've all bought into Peter Horacek's new system, and to be frank, it's a hardworking group of guys that are now playing hard on both sides of the puck. It's not one guy going out and doing it every night. I think if you look at our top forwards and our top defensemen, everyone's kind of hanging in around the 10 to 20 points. We're all chipping in. We all, it's lately this 5-6 game stretch we've been on. We've played tight games and we've been able to be on the right side of things at the end of the day. And it's good because this group's been through a lot here in the last month with the change and just everything with the new ownership coming in. Guys just trying to figure roles out and take on new opportunities, and it's starting to turn for the better. So I like where we are. I like this road trip we're on. It's going to be a big test. Tonight, for example, with Toronto, it's going to be a good test for us. So,
and tell me about getting up. Look, you got to get up for every game, and there's always letdown games. But as a guy from Canada, as a guy growing up, we know the big deal that the Toronto Maple Leafs are and have been throughout this country's history. How much do guys get up to play in Toronto?
It's no secret that this place is a mecca for our game that we play. And growing up, I think everyone's dad's either a Habs fan or a Leafs fan or an Edmonton Oilers fan. So, the thing about these guys that wear this Maple Leafs, if there's anything, because I think it's a great thing to be able to wear that jersey. But when you play a home game, you have – usually probably 10 to 15 North American guys who are coming into Toronto, who have family here to watch the game, who are fired up. And those guys are the guys that are going to go out on nights like tonight and just go for it. And they're going to be at their best. And it's going to be, it's always a test for the Maple Leafs because these guys are fired up. I know our group here, we've been talking about this game for a while. Everyone loves to come to Toronto and play. Everyone loves to be in Montreal and play. And for a team like Toronto, they got to be up for every home game, and I'm sure it's tough sometimes, but that's what the tradition here brings, and as an opposing player, I thrive on big games like this, and I look forward to the one tonight.
And you're quoted as saying, we're finally starting to feel confident and so to speak, play with a little swagger. We're a group that's going to rely on hard work and a lot of energy, and lately we're a motivated group. So lately, why are you a motivated group?
Well, we're starting to see some, we're starting to see a little bit of, a rainbow at the end of the tunnel here. It's been a tough go, especially to start the season off. And, Peter, as a head coach, Peter, we just got back up to above 500 with him as our head coach. So we're happy for that. We, We're in a spot now where we're not dead last. We're not worrying about not losing 10 in a row. We're trying to put together some wins here before the Christmas break, and in doing that, it just provides a little bit of confidence, and that's when you really got to put the points together, because now is just as important as the last 2 weeks of the season for gathering points. And we know that we can climb on teams, especially on a road trip like this, where we get to take advantage of Toronto playing last night in Pittsburgh. We got to take advantage of Montreal the other night playing in Long Island the night before. And during this schedule run for us, it's a chance to go in and steal some points. And that's where the confidence begins. And that's where, you know, you got to come out and play hard and be, you know, be your best and be a hard team.
Before we let you go, Scotty, and the game is on here on Sportsnet 590, The Fan at 7 o'clock, and then Leaf Nation post-game show with Rick Natras and Gord Stellick. Before we let you go, you have a new owner in Florida. We were discussing this last night. Vincent Viola, depending on your vernacular, is the owner of the Panthers, and he became the chairman and the principal owner of the Florida Panthers, and an arena that actually does a ton of concert business. I know your CEO, Michael Yormark, a guy who you guys do some great promotions. I don't know if Blair knows this. Blair's here, but Jeff, do you know that the Florida Panthers do dreidel night? Are you aware of this?
No.
Scotty, can you tell Jeff?
Tell me about dreidel night.
Can you
now
tell
you've got
Jeff?
My attention.
Yeah. Can you tell Jeff about dreidel night? And I think you light the menorahs on the ice on one of the other nights. I mean, they work to sell tickets in Florida.
They really do. They really do. That was a couple of weeks ago, obviously, to Hanukkah there, and we do extracurricular stuff around the arena to bring fans out, and it's a changing culture. I think they're going to continue to do more of it and make our organization, like you said, Vinny Viola's a new owner in place, there to make changes and there to make our organization a first-class organization, and it's kind of been a nice little ride watching things transform, and it's nice to be part of it.
Scotty, it's Jeff Blair. What exactly do you guys do with the dreidel? Like, do you guys get down to your knees in the ice and spin it, or what?
Oh, geez. You know what? I was worried about the game at the time, and then, you know, during a TV timeout, I had to look up and see, like, the bells, and it's funny. It was a unique experience, to say the least.
So, before we let you go, as far as tonight's game, the Leafs play last night in Pittsburgh, and you're sitting here waiting for them. And over the course of your career, I'm sure you've had that. You've been in that situation a lot. Tell the listeners, how does that situation play out? Is there a pattern, or is it different every time? Do you think you have an advantage waiting, or is it an advantage for the team coming back, especially after a loss? I mean, that's going to be a pretty pissed off hockey team after the way they lost that game last night.
Yeah, it's I always put it like, for me, travel. Back-to-back games is one of the toughest things to do in pro sports, and to come back home after a deflating loss is, I bet you it's not as easy as it is when you score that last goal and you win the game in the last 5-6 minutes, and then you're coming back with a good feeling in your mouth. For us, we got to have a good start. It's important because, you know, if you get up on them early, they might pack it in. You don't want to give them life. You don't take the crowd out of it tonight. So that's for us, we got to just, like I said, have a good start. And then I think you sitting back and watching the game last night, our legs should be able to outlast their legs tonight. And if that's the case, then, you know, you play a hard, tight defensive game and you try to win the game, or you try to win a close game late in the game.
Scotty Upshaw, leading scorer on the Florida Panthers. Thank you very much for doing this. And before we let you go, you're part of the Bonnaroo Mafia with Joffrey Lupo, and you guys go down to Bonnaroo. So when you get on the ice and you're going into the corner with Lupo, like, what do you say? Do you chirp him? Do you give him a hard time?
Yeah, you chirp him. You play him hard is what you do. You know, your friends off the ice and in the off season, but once puck drops, I think you know more than anyone. It's business out there, and there's nothing better than battling against your friends and the guys that you, you know, your peers, and it's an opportunity that doesn't last for a long time. So I love the atmosphere. I love, you know, playing in big games against my boys, and that Bonnaroo Mafia is a good bunch of guys, as you know.
Scotty, in 15 seconds, as a star of This Is 40, can you tell me how you expect Lupul to do in HBO 24/7? You giving him any tips?
I haven't, but I have them all TiVo'd back down in Florida. I'm going to, you know, have a nice glass of wine, take it all in, and probably have a few laughs. He's pretty good when it's when the camera turns on. I think we all know that, being in and around Toronto. So I'm looking forward to that for sure.